Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, another Monday, another Pearl of Wisdom.
What was it we called them last time? We said there's a Friday and then there's what? Isaiah 43:19. New season.
Yes.
Didn't we call it a,
yeah. Yes.
We said we need to have a new attitude towards Mondays, because people see them as blue Mondays. And we're saying no.
No.
See it as the start of a new beginning, a new week. And Isaiah 43 talks about new season. See, I will do a new thing.
Yes.
Says the Lord. So these are Isaiah 43:19 Mondays.
Welcome to it. Thank you. Dr. Pearl, how are you? It's good to be with you once again.
I'm great. Thanks, C. Yes, after another fruitful weekend. I'm trying to get rid of the word hectic. Yeah.
Yes,
because
right?
Those words are, yeah, they're not, you know, they sound like you're being harassed. So I want to get some vocabulary. I don't want to call them hectic and, you know, frantic and all those words.
Yes.
I want to call them fruitful. It's fruitful, you
productive
know. Productive and all of that. So it was, you know, in a short space of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm trying to use more positive terminology.
The harassed. That just
No. Hectic. I mean, when I think of hectic, I just see a harassed person. Somebody's like, to take me away. I'm good. Holy Spirit's with me. He's directing
Amen.
This. He's in control. He's got this. And,
Amen.
You know, Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, you know, those are sons of God. So,
yeah, absolutely love it. Mama Pearl, is it part two today?
Yes, we're doing part two today. And, you know, we've been talking about contending for the faith, just in terms of how we introduced it last week, you know, that these are times that we're living in where we see more and more often that, you know, there's an attack on Christianity, attacks on the faith, and so much going on. And, you know, it's just a lot going on.
Mm.
And I found that, you know, there are kind of different responses. Recently, you know, when there was an issue with stuff that was happening at the Olympics and things like that, you know, opening ceremony, I saw that there were almost like two camps of Christians, and others were saying, no, you don't need to defend God, and God can defend himself. And my whole response to that has been saying, God will never need us to defend him, because how can creation defend creator?
you
just can't. It's impossible. If anything, it's God who defends us. It's the creator who will always defend the creation. But God has put a mandate on us, and he said, contend for the faith. So we don't defend God, but we do defend the faith. And he expects this of that. So we've been dealing with contending for the faith. What does that mean as a believer? And of course, I'll go back to our foundational scripture, which we read last week. I'm just going to remind us of that scripture. And it's Jude 1:3. And this is what Jude 1:3 says. It says, dearly loved friend, I was fully intending to write to you about our amazing salvation we all participate in, but felt the need instead to challenge you to vigorously defend. And some versions say to earnestly contend. This one says to vigorously defend and contend for the beliefs that we cherish, For God, through the apostles, has once for all entrusted these truths to his body, his holy believers. So we don't defend God, but we do defend our faith.
Amen.
And this is what we've been talking about. And like I say, it's so important for us as believers in this season to defend our faith. And interestingly enough, you know, I find that the Christian faith in particular is under a lot of attack. People will not dare attack other faiths.
That's right.
But with the Christian faith, it's like people just dribbling, you know, playing ball and dribbling with the Christian faith. And I'm asking myself, is it because we're always silent? Is it because we don't speak out when we're supposed to speak out? And, you know, one thing I was just sharing with another friend recently is to say that I think sometimes we forget, we take God as a lamb, you know, the symbol of a lamb, and how he offered himself as a sacrifice sacrificially. That, yes, he is the lamb, but he's also the lion.
Yes.
He's also a lion who roars. So we must represent him in that full capacity, not just only as a lamb being led to slaughter, but also as a lion who knows when to roar and needs to roar and is a sound and is a voice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really what we've been talking about, contending for the faith. Why? So understanding the season. It's a season under which the Christian faith is under attack. And you know what I love about that scripture, Jude 1:3? It says that we vigorously defend and contend for the beliefs that we cherish. So let me talk about that. So that means if we're silent, we're not responding, we're not talking, we're not contending for our faith. Simply, one of the things it's telling us that we don't cherish. Yeah. It means fela felange, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. If we can be silent in the face of attacks, it simply is sending a message out that we don't cherish those values. We don't cherish those beliefs. We don't cherish those principles. They mean nothing to us. So that's the one thing. That's the one thing. And we must know that the faith is, you know, is been under attack and is always going to be under attack.
Mm.
And how do we respond to it? It'll be under attack by people outside of our faith, and we must respond to it accordingly. But it will also be under attack even from within. Yeah. Because I found, you know, even in this season, there's some people who are saying, why are you speaking out? Don't speak out. Be silent, Nji. Be silent. Yeah. So
why?
Because one, some don't know their mandate that they're supposed to speak out. Mm-hmm. And some mistakenly think that in speaking out that you're defending God. We're not defending God. We're contending for the faith. There's a difference between defending God and contending for the faith. Mm. So some who mix that up, you know, may.
I mean, I'm thinking of Jesus. Every time he came across people doing things and saying things that were not, he would address those things.
Absolutely.
All the time.
And we're supposed to be imitators of Christ. We're supposed to be ambassadors of Christ.
Mm.
We can't stand. And God talks about salt.
Mm.
And he says, if salt is not having an impact, if salt is not flavoring, if salt's not doing what it's supposed to be, then it should be trampled on and thrown away.
Mm.
If light in the face of darkness
is hidden,
is you hide yourself under a bushel when you're supposed to be on top of a city on a hill, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
There's a problem to that. Yeah. So I want to just talk about what it means to contend. What does it mean? Because we are called as believers to contend, especially in this season.
Yeah.
So Paul uses this word in Jude 1:3, and he doesn't just say contend. He says earnestly contend.
Mm.
It means not half-heartedly.
Yeah.
Obey serious. You must be serious now. So when we contend, it means we're coming with intense conviction.
Yes.
Yeah. We can't be half-hearted. We can't be unsure. We can't be uncertain.
Mm.
We can't be kanglani kanglani. We can't be one foot kayir and one foot kadar, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We must be ready to really take it seriously with conviction. We must also be ready to suffer discomfort. And even in some cases, it may result in some temporary loss of reputation. You know, I used to be worried because in law school, we're always taught to get, you know, to protect the reputation of the profession. And so I always used to be worried about, what am I doing? Am I bringing the profession into disrepute? But then I realized that as a believer, one of the things that encouraged me was that the Bible says Jesus came down and made himself of no reputation.
Yeah.
So if the Son of God can come down and prepare to lose reputation, then why are we so, so concerned about your reputation?
Mm.
You know, reputation is good. I mean, you protect it within certain parameters.
Yeah.
Bible says a good name is good as gold.
Mm.
But you don't protect it to the detriment of the gospel. So we stand in righteousness, and we must not be overly concerned over our reputations.
Yes.
Yeah. So Paul was saying contend. And remember, this is Paul who stood for the gospel.
Mm.
This is a guy who was shipwrecked. This is a guy who was beaten ruthlessly and mercilessly so many, many, many times. This is a guy who was jailed. He was imprisoned. I mean, he underwent some of the most inhumane treatments. So when he says contend, he knows what he's talking about. And he's saying contend. So contention means we may suffer as a result, loss of reputation somehow. You know, but we must know that you cannot contend and be lukewarm or compromise. So contending means that you can't be lukewarm. And the Greek word that's used for contend is epagonizomai.
Mm.
Epagonizomai, it's a long word, Greek. It means to struggle with skill and commitment to oppose.
Amen.
So struggle with skill and commitment to oppose. So I want to leave us with that. And next time we'll talk the last, just another section on what does it mean to contend and how can we do that?
Amen. Well. It can't be lukewarm. And you have to be willing to lose friends sometimes, relationships.
Exactly. Sometimes there's a temporary loss, but there'll be ultimate victory.
Amen. Love that. Dr. Pearl, thank you. Until next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.